Heath Morrison is a wiry, energetic guy. He makes do on 4 hours of sleep a night and is a fan of Malcolm Gladwell, the man who wrote The Tipping Point and Blink. He's come to Charlotte with his wife and 2 kids after a 3-year stint in Reno. What do you think is a realistic time for a superintendent to stay with a district?
I will tell you, my wife thinks it's a good 10 to 15 to 20 years, and I would support her on that. The reason I came to CMS is I was having lots of nice opportunities. I was getting offered a number of jobs, larger school districts than this one, more money than this one was offering. But I really wanted to go to some place where I felt like I could put deep roots down, where I could take a good foundation and help make it a great foundation for children.
Morrison faces his share of challenges. The past couple years have been difficult ones for the district. The school board decided to close 10 schools to save money. Dozens of new standardized tests upset many parents. And teachers felt like a pay plan was sprung on them without their input.
The district halted its merit pay plans and said, we're just going to keep our pace up with the state. How do you envision starting that process over again?
Well, you have to start off with the question, are you going to start it over again? And then, you know, that may not be within our control. There are a lot of reforms happening in Washington and Raleigh, and so it's not inconceivable at some point we're going to get told that we have to have a pay-for-performance plan. So I'm always of the mindset you have to be prepared and ready. It starts off with separating the issue. There is changes to performance. There are changes to how we look at talent effectiveness. And then there's a separate topic around pay-for-performance. We've got to get our evaluation instruments. We have to get our performance metrics such that we can with certainty say, this is a highly effective teacher, this is an effective teacher, this is a minimally effective, and this is a not effective teacher, before we even start to muddy the waters with the pay-for-performance issue.
CMS has been criticized for shuffling principals too much. And part of former Superintendent Peter Gorman's plan for school reform was switching principals, you know, getting a good, strong leader in there. And if it works, keeping him or her there. And if not, switching around. Do you agree with that approach?
Well, I think that's probably a simplistic way to say what his approach was. I think there's the strategic staffing initiative. There were some other things that they've done. So philosophically, let me say what I believe, and that is that it is about a match. So I'm completely comfortable with a principal that's been in a school 5, 10, 15 years. If they're continuing to make progress, if kids are continuing to learn, if the school is improving in every kind of way that we measure, I'm also a fan of removing a principal if in short order if those things aren't occurring. If the student achievement continues to flounder or to flatline or to get worse, and as well as the morale going in the opposite direction. Those are things that you provide support, you try to provide assistance, you do everything you can to help that person be successful. We want that person to be successful. We put them in that school. But you can't be overly patient in terms of letting that go on for year after year after year, watching a school chronically underperform.
Are you going ahead with the report on the impact of the school closures and cost savings?
Yeah, absolutely. That's getting back to public transparency. A lot of people have asked me, okay, well, CMS said closing those schools was going to get these results, have these kind of cost savings. I don't want to hide from it. And so good or bad or neutral, we owe it to the public to go back out and say this is what happened as a result of a decision we made as a school district.
The Charlotte area is going to get about 8 new charters over the next year, 2 years. With charter schools, the funding follows the student. So do you have concerns about how that would affect the CMS budget?
You know, I don't look at the charter initiatives as a budget issue. To me, it's got to be, first of all, why are families accessing charter schools? Is it because they really believe that they're better options? And it's incumbent upon us not to bemoan the fact that more charters are rising. It's incumbent upon us to change either the perception or change what we're doing to have people want to stay in our schools.
As far as any changes Morrison plans for the district, he's staying quiet on that until a series of town hall meetings wraps up in mid-November. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.